under my administration, America is producing more oil today than at any time in the last 8 years.
Since this president's been president, the cost of gasoline has doubled.
Even as America's political leaders argue over who has the better energy policy, most economists say there's little anyone can do in the short term to lower gasoline prices. The same goes for fixing Europe's debt crisis or the slowdown in Chinese manufacturing. But a panel of economic experts say there's no shortage of domestic problems that require immediate attention. The housing market remains weak. Income inequality in the U.S. is now among the highest in the world. And despite a slowly improving job picture, labor economist Ron Blackwell says nearly one in five Americans is either unemployed or underemployed.
Whatever it means economically, this is socially and politically unsustainable.
Also unsustainable is the nation's rising debt, now approaching $15 trillion. Add to that the increasing burden on American taxpayers as millions of baby boomers, those born between 1946 and 1964, reach retirement age. Economist Lawrence Kotlikoff.
This is going to be $40,000 per person in today's dollars in about 15 years. Multiply that by 78 million baby boomers, you're talking about $3 trillion per year or so in today's dollars each year to pay the baby boomers their Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid benefits.
It's a scenario Kotlikoff says will eventually bankrupt the country if political leaders do nothing. But finding agreement will be difficult. With the majority of election spending now being financed by the top one-half of 1% of the American population, former U.S. Undersecretary of Commerce Robert Shapiro says a handful of wealthy donors can now dictate who gets what done in Congress.
What that is doing is exacerbating a polarization which has developed in the last 15 years, and a polarization that is particularly dangerous because it's polarization that coincides with a nearly even division of the country.
While the panel insists a slowly recovering U.S. economy remains among the most dynamic and most resilient in the world, Shapiro says today's polarized climate could lead to political paralysis on the most important economic issues of the day. Millar Sega, VOA News.